Well, TJ, we talked about the Lions picks last week, obviously highlighted by Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw, and in the first two rounds. But let's talk a little bit about this division. Of the other teams, Minnesota, who their first pick, obviously J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams was the first pick down in Chicago. And then when you're looking at what Green Bay did, they went offensive line for their first pick with Jordan Morgan. Who do you think improve themselves the most, and who is the biggest threat now that we've free agency and the draft are all in the past? Who is the biggest threat in this division?
Yeah, well, short term, I think probably still the Packers for me. Obviously, with the way Jordan Love played last year, they got him another offensive lineman to help protect, and then they just loaded up on defense, ton of safeties and corners. It seemed like that's the route they wanted to go, much like the Lions, shaping up their secondary.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at this division and some of the wide receivers in there now. Long-term, I mean, it's all going to depend on Caleb Williams, but the Bears, I love the guys that they added. And Romo Dunze, I think we talked about him, maybe a few weeks back a little bit. He was one of my favorite players. I think he's a stud. I think he's solid. Adding him with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, right? That's kind of how you fast track a rookie quarterback's trajectory a little bit, give him guys like that. So I think probably in the long term, if Caleb Williams turns out to be the guy that everybody thinks he can be, which is, all pro type guy, the Bears are probably going to be the most improved team when it comes maybe 2-3 years down the line. But I still look at the Packers saying, they're probably the biggest threat to the Lions, at least going into this season, with a lot of the moves that they made. I think every team in the league got better, or in this division got better. Now, same thing in Minnesota, right? Rookie quarterback. We don't know if J.J. McCarthy is going to start from day one. Might be a Sam Darnold for the first half of the season, weeks, and then hey, see how it goes. And if J.J.'s ready, he might be able to come in and help there. But this draft didn't change my mind at all. When I know we talked about our expectations this season and the Lions being the favorite to go win the division again, I still feel that way. But I do kind of feel that the gap, at least from the top to the bottom, is closing a little bit. I think the Bears are going to be a better team than they were last year, and I think Minnesota obviously going to be a better team with probably a healthy quarterback this year and not playing so many musical chairs like we saw them do last year.
Yeah, four quarterbacks.
Right.
And that's what kind of worries me the most long term is – I think Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach, and I think he did a phenomenal job last year of almost making the playoffs after starting quarterback one goes down. They bring in two, they bring in three, they go out and get a fourth, and it was musical chairs at the quarterback position, but they were within striking distance. And the fact that they lose Danielle Hunter on defense, they added a couple of guys in free agency, but they go get Dallas Turner, the number one edge guy in the draft. I know that there was some people, the first defense player off the board was the edge guy from UCLA, Leato Latu. But I thought Dallas Turner provided the biggest upside. So they addressed their needs, obviously going to get J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback. I think he, of the quarterbacks that were taken, is the one that is going to need the longest runway to get going. But he's got... Yeah. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. He's got a host of characters around him. And who knows when TJ Hockenson is back this year. That might be one of the determining factors of whether or not they start JJ early or not, is having that easy target, that big target in terms of a quality tight end to be able to throw the ball to.
Yeah, no, I think Minnesota was probably the best situation for – And look, I think Chicago, after going and getting Romo Dunze, is similar now. But we said Minnesota, with the system that they run, with the players that they have, would probably be most friendly for a young quarterback to step into, if that's how it plays out this year, where J.J. is going to be their number one guy. So I think he's got an opportunity out there to, not be forced into things and not have the high expectations right from day one, but could be down the – path that the Bears are on, where we're saying, hey, in a couple of years, man, this team is really starting to challenge this division and turn all these games into a rivalry. So I think Minnesota, definitely, we saw what they did last year, like you mentioned, with four quarterbacks. I mean, they're still a team that you're gonna have to watch out for. We know they play a tough style of football.